hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 22nd day of May, 2007, with Bob Chapman. We've got callers holding on, and let's roll those calls quickly here. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. I want to ask, also to comment what he said before about the country being, it would be 70% Hispanic or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Chapman. Yeah, that's disgusting. That's really disgusting. But anyway, that's not what I called about. I want to ask him a question about gold. It's very important. I'm sorry Robbie's not here also. Before, about a couple weeks ago, gold was pushing the heck out of $690 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
I know you got these bozos over there in London trying to hammer it down and buying it. And of course, they make a lot of money when they do that, too, where they buy up the gold and then dump it back in the market, then the price goes down, and then they buy it again, and they keep profiting. I mean, that's amazing. But now gold is down to 650 something. I wanted to ask Mr. Chapman, do you know why it's dropped, you know, the way it has considerably? You know, any indication? Is it, you know, is it something they're manipulating? Or I understand, too, that some people have sold their gold. It's good for a person like me, though, because somebody, I couldn't afford $700 an ounce. So if it goes, you know, the price is now and lower, it's better if people don't have gold.
But Henry, the funny thing about it, before Bob responds to your question, the funny thing about it is people don't start to what I consider panic buy until it hits that benchmark of 700. And then they know that the suppression or the fixing of that price, they've lost control of it. And once that hits that $700 barrier, that's when people, in my estimation, start panic buying. But anyhow, Mr. Chapman, if you would address Henry's question,
yeah.
Why is it taking that hit?
Yeah, 650 something.
Well, I think you have to agree with the premise that today, because of an executive order made in 1988, it allows the U.S. government via the Treasury and the Federal Reserve to go into the stock markets of the world and the commodity markets of the world and to manipulate them at will. Now, with that said, why did gold go down? Well, in the last 6 weeks, now I don't have today's figures, and they are out. I was so busy today, I haven't written them in yet. I will this evening. But at last call, central banks had sold 112 tons of gold.
That's a lot.
In an 7-week period. And that has been accompanied by naked shorting in London. And it was a coordinated effort by central banks, the ringleader, of course, is the U.S. Treasury, and our Federal Reserve, to knock the price down, and they just didn't want to go in through 700, and the reason why is they're trying to keep the dollar up as long as they can. It's my suspicion here, as an aside, that they are trying to get the dollar, which is the USDX, which is the dollar index, which had fallen to 81.5 approximately, back up to 84 or so, and to keep gold in its current position. It closed today somewhere in the vicinity of 600. And
we'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, and Henry in Connecticut, if you'll stand by, Mr. Chapman, we caught you mid-sentence going to a break. If you'd like to finish up with your question for Henry.
And so they've got gold down about $30 an ounce. I think they'd like to take it down a little bit more, but I don't know how much gold they have left that they are willing to sell, and would that be sufficient? The dollar has rallied, as I said. It closed yesterday around 82.5, and I think they want to get it up to 84 or thereabouts. And I think the reason why is that they are really stretched here, and they really need to lower interest rates, and because they know they're in a recession, even though they won't tell anybody that. And so this is what I think that they're up to on the short term. And if it doesn't happen in June, it'll happen sometime before the end of the year. So that's why you're seeing the manipulation that you're seeing. The amount of gold sold was very large. And we only know what's reported by the European Central Bank. There could be other sellers who are outside the central bank selling group that we know nothing about, and it may never show up for a long time.
Wait, how many tons was it? 1,200 tons?
112 tons.
Yeah, and if we remember correctly...
That's a hell of a lot.
If we remember correctly, I think it was, what, the 5.25 benchmark for gold that had to hit in order for these mines to reopen and make a profit by mining gold?
Well, I have something to add to that, and I've written a piece for the next issue. And for those of you who don't get the forecaster, you should. And it's about the production of gold. And what's happening is the production costs, like with Newmont as an example, I don't know the exact figures. I'll try to take them from memory, but we're looking at a difference between a cost of $356, I think, to $519. And that's because tires have gone up, diesel, gasoline, and all of the things that, you know, you need to run a mine. And so their costs are climbing. No, that also means that there's a lot of gold that can't be pursued because of its quality. The grade has to be higher. And at the same time, all of the majors during the last 15 years did very little exploration. In fact, by and large, I lost my train of thought. But anyway, the costs are going up, and that means there's going to be less gold produced, and there has been less gold produced each year over the last few years, and it's going to continue for at least the next 8 or 10 years. So the adage with gold is this. You're in a long-term bull market. You buy and hold. You don't change unless you have a terribly good reason, because gold has to go higher. There's no way it can stay permanently down. All of these little blips that you see in the market, you don't pay any attention to them, except if you were going to buy some coins at 690, and now it's around 660, and you say, well, gee, I can get it for $30 cheaper. I think I better go in and do that. So it's a buying opportunity. And it also shows, with all of that selling and all of that shorting going on, not only the naked shorts in London, but also the commercials in New York on the CBOT and the COMEX, this was a tremendous onslaught, and gold only went down $30. The last time they did this a year ago, gold dropped about $100.
Oh, really?
And so gold is extremely strong because of the physical offtake that's coming out of India, China, and the Middle East.
Henry?
Oh, really? So they sold the same amount of gold several years ago, and it went down 100. This time it only went down 30-something.
And it's going to turn. It wants to go back up again. And
yep.
It's going to happen. I mean, these are only short-term things. I mean, great opportunity for people to get into the market.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me ask this. Somebody like me and others and the people out there listening, we'd be dreaming if we're talking about a hammer down below 600, right? I mean, that's just BS.
Possible but not probable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw them do it. It's interesting. You're really fascinating because I saw weeks ago when it looked like it was trying, it did go up to 691. And I could see that it was kind of strange. You know, the only magazine that mentioned, I don't know what you, other sources you have, but one magazine that is available to the public, that, you know, all the others like, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, Barron's, they never talk about it. But one magazine did is called Futures Magazine. It's like a commodities traders magazine. And they have an article on the bull market of gold, and also stocks and commodities. But those are the only two that recently came out last month, 2 months ago, that mentioned about gold. None of them said a darn thing. Now, one other thing I'm going to hang up, and you can answer my question after I hang up, about palladium, because palladium seems to have a very steady movement of going up. Is there some palladium stock a company or something that you would recommend? So that seems to be very bullish. Okay, and I'll hang up and you take another call.
Thank
Thanks
you,
a lot.
Henry.
Bye.
Yeah, any.
I think your best shot on that is still Water Mining, and it's an American company, although they have Russian investors, which is fine. I wouldn't and have not bought anything in South Africa since the Soweto riots in July of 1976, and I have no intention. I live there as well as in what is today Zimbabwe, and everybody's going to lose everything there, just like they have in Zimbabwe. So I wouldn't invest there, and the reason I mention it is a great deal of the platinum and palladium of the world come from South Africa, and a great deal come from Russia. And I wouldn't invest there because Russia is always considered the whipping boy by the Western countries, and there's always something negative going on. So I would pass on any mining in Russia as well, and China for that matter. Who knows which way they're going to go? And so there's the rest of the world. And so that leaves you America, and it leaves you Stillwater, and it's one of the companies that you can consider.
All right. Ken in Texas, you've been holding quite a while. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes, gentlemen, I'm a regular listener who greatly appreciates your efforts and advice. I want to thank you both. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Chapman, I would appreciate it if you can recommend a percentage portfolio allocation. Specifically, I'm trying to decide if any percentage of my portfolio should be allocated to gold mining stocks and short index funds, or stay 100% in silver coin or gold bullion. Since both funds are denominated in Federal Reserve notes, won't these funds' returns be affected by inflation and a declining dollar index? Again, I would appreciate your recommended allocation.
Well, first of all, if you own gold and silver-related assets and you have inflation and hyperinflation, the money that you would lose by being denominated in dollars will be made up by the gains that you make and then some. So that is not something you have to worry about, because that's part of the vehicle being gold or silver. You have gold and silver coins, it's wonderful. What percentage? My feeling in this kind of market today, I would say 80%, because the stock market is way overpriced, and it's probably going to get worse because of the sea of money out there, and it's not going to stop in the next few months. It's going to last for another year or so. And were the Fed to lower interest rates, the market would go even higher. And not that it's going to stay there, but that's what will happen. And that will be accompanied by probably much higher inflation. And I call inflation at this time at 11%. And so I would think that you would want to own an absolute minimum of 50% of your assets today in gold and silver-related assets. And the rest of it, if I were you, and let's say you had $1 million, to use a round number, I would probably take the other half and put it in Swiss franc government bonds. As far as gold stocks are concerned, I can give you four. Number one, Agnico Eagle in the New York Stock Exchange, whose symbol is AEM. Number two, Silver Standard, and the symbol on Silver Standard is SSRI. It trades over the counter. Both of those stocks sell in the 30s. They're producing companies, and they're finally managed. And I personally know the managements of both companies and have for many, many years. I've been involved in gold and silver-related assets for 47 years. If you want to add to that, you could buy Rainy River, that's RR.V, which trades in Vancouver. And the other one would be Capella, C-A-P-E-L-L-A, Resources, at CPS, Charles Peter Sam.V is in Vancouver. And the last two are more speculative. And I think that from the sound of what you are asking, I think you can assume some risk. And so, yes, you should diversify if you've got the money to do so.
All right.
And what if you don't have the money to do so? What if we're only talking here? You mentioned $1 million. What if you had something like $100,000?
Same percentages.
I see. Thank you very much.
And if you need help with a broker to do that, I can give you one. And incidentally, I don't get paid by anybody to do anything except the people who subscribe to the publication. That's it. So if I send you to a stockbroker who does those kind of things, then, you know, your deal with him is yours, and I don't have any, you know, financial payment from anybody.
Bottom line, no
kickback. And I will do portfolios for anybody
who contacts me.
All right. Ken, thanks for your call. Wayne will take your call right after this break. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back. Let me take another call here from Texas, Wayne in Texas. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Hi, John. Great show as usual. Appreciate it very much.
Yes,
hi, Bob.
Hi there.
Hey, Bob, I know your background is in intelligence, among other things, and a few weeks back you used a term that I was very interested in researching a little bit, and I think you said something along the lines of the word psychopolitics, which I understand to be the art of Soviet brainwashing. And I know with your background, you probably have a pretty clear idea of what's going on and how certain events are being orchestrated to obtain a certain desired outcome from the people. You know, we hear about all the benefits of free trade when we know it's really a big loss of jobs and tremendous debt in our economy, and how illegal immigration is supposed to be just for people who want to come here to work, but we know the difference. There's a big difference there. And I was curious how you assess what's going on and how we've become more subservient as a population, and we're now accepting things we never would have accepted 10 to 20 years ago. Could you kind of outline your thoughts on what's been going on and what we can do to fight this individually and collectively?
Well, the term I used was psychopolitical warfare. And but what you said is similar. And they have foundations of people who are in those fields, psychiatrists, psychologists, who have been working for many, many years for the government and the think tanks and for foundations, who are using these methods on the American public. And so it's not surprising that they have become docile in comparison to what they used to be. And so, I think that that in part explains, you know, why we have the mind degeneration in our society. But beyond that, the rest of it is technicalities. Technicalities in as much as, I mean, these people have been running experiments for the last 100 years. And it's just like in sales, to use a current example, the approach to sales, and particularly advertising and how to convince people to do things, the premise, the basis is the same. And it's going to continue to be more refined, and they're going to continue to brainwash world population.
Now, do you see the use of educational techniques and computers, et cetera, really being big tools in like the war against our children, as far as their lack of communication skills, cognitive skills, just lack of self-confidence, that sort of thing? You see, there's something we as parents could continue to point out and discuss among each other to help stop this from happening.
Well, I think you're on the right track, and you can do that. The only way you can do it, unfortunately, is to unlearn some of the things that they're being taught in school, and that involves you and your wife, or the husband and wife, generally speaking, spending a lot of time with the children, particularly on their homework, and going over what they were taught during the day so you can identify anything that they're being taught, which is really incorrect, which is lots of things.
Sure. Well, I've been listening to John Stadtmiller for a lot of years, so my wife and I are well aware of what we need to be watching. I'm very concerned about neighbors and people we come across in our normal travels, where it's just so difficult to point out to them exactly this war going on against the children, because this upcoming generation is kind of scary in a lot of ways. And we see a lot of cracks here that, you know, are very, very... could be very, very difficult to fight down the road.
Well, one of the things that I would say to you, Wayne, is just, for example, the counter-brainwashing, how to set a standard for comparison. And I'll use Ron Paul as an example. I don't know how many times in these last two debates that he used the word Constitution. And when you talk to people about the Constitution, you're talking about the basis of this form of government. Then it's not so far and it's not so hard to convince people that this is what's going on, that's unconstitutional, and here are the negative effects of it. I've always said this, that the human mind is like a computer. And if it's not programmed with the correct information and you refer back to that original database, well, then what you're going to get is a bunch of gobbledygook. The old premise, garbage in, garbage out. If you put garbage into a computer, you want something cognitive and logical and, you know, numerical to come spitting out of the thing, it's not going to happen.
Sure.
Unless you have that comparative basis or that program running behind that you can do that basis with. And I think that's the key to this thing. That's why they eliminated the teaching of the Constitution. That's why they're telling these kids in public schools how great a democracy this is and the world's democracy, and we're going to be joining hands. It's that shift away from those core issues and those core definitions that has got us into trouble. That's why it's so refreshing to watch somebody like Ron Paul take on the the spinmeisters and the thieves out of Washington, D.C. running for office, because he is throwing out that comparative basis and basically accusing anybody that's running for the presidency or the government right now itself as being extra-constitutional, being outside those constitutional bounds.
Well, he definitely has them on the run. I mean, when talking about the issues he's brought up, I mean, it is so foreign to the conversation base in America now, people can't probably figure it out.
Well, and they will. The more he gets FaceTime and more he gets airtime, they'll start to figure it out. Hey, Wayne, thank you for your call.
Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it. Bob Chapman, we'll end it here on this segment of the National Intel Report. We'll see you back here next Tuesday. And if you'd like to get a hold of this gentleman for any investment questions, just email him at internationalforecaster@yahoo.com. Thanks, Bob.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold and the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All righty. Want to know how you can support this network, ladies and gentlemen? It is a business. It does have to pay its bills. We have been in a pledge drive for about 2 weeks now, and we'd appreciate, basically, folks, by donating to the network on this pledge drive, you're showing your appreciation and support of the endeavors and the work that we're doing. You can call us up, or you can send us a donation. You can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button. You can pay by PayPal through various credit cards, or you can call us at 800-724-2719. Or you can just drop us a donation in the mail, check, money order, or FRNs wrapped in foil. As I've always said, we don't care. And by the way, the foil is not to keep the scanners from reading the magnetic strips in the money. No, it's to keep the prying eyes of the postal workers out of your mail. At any rate, our address is RBN 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And there's many ways you can support the network, ladies and gentlemen. We have products for sale. We have great satellite systems that are relatively cheap, about the same price as a good shortwave. And by the way, we send those out with the 30-inch dishes, so you don't get that annoying rain fade like you do with your commercial television setups. And you can pick up other networks, other KU satellite programming as well, not just this network, other programming out there. So it's a great buy at $149. We have Cato shortwave radios, Sanjin shortwave radios, books, videos, our 50 CD set. You want to start educating people on subjects? Well, we have 50 different topics from a lot of different talk show hosts on a CD set. We sell that, I do believe, for $150. And all you have to do when you're talking to your friends or neighbors, you hit upon a subject, burn them off a CD, give them the information. Because we can't collect all this stuff, keep it in our brain basket, and recount all of it verbatim. It's a wonderful tool. And you will know when you run across somebody that wants information, they'll be coming back and asking you for more. It's a funny way that it happens. You spoon feed somebody. If you're doing this and you're doing it with somebody with a fertile mind, your knowledge helps feed their mind, and you'll know. At any rate, we are, as I said, in the middle of that pledge drive. You can call us right now at 800-724-2719. An operator, singular, not plural, is standing by. Julie will be answering the phone. Very nice lady. Does a bang-up job here. Has helped Sandra out with the load at this network. It's been immeasurable, and we'd like to thank her. Even Michael Herzog gave her a card today of thanks. So we appreciate her very much. And like I said, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit on the PayPal button, make a donation to the network, folks. Show with a few dollars your appreciation of what we're doing with this network. I won't go back over what has transpired in 2007, but it didn't exactly start out to be a banner bang-up year. We got banged around a bit, but we did survive. It did put us down in the bills a couple of months, thanks to the endeavors of a few individuals out there that, well, I wouldn't want to be you, but at any rate, it is what it is, folks. So if you'd like to make that donation, please make it, and make it out check money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you appreciate what we're doing, you're in support of it. We plan to be here, folks. It's a very valuable tool of information, but also of interconnecting other people. The Ron Paul deal, I'll tell you what, the network must survive just in order to promote Ron Paul. I mean, if that's the only job that this network had to do, that would be worth your donation and your support to this network. And if you're looking for an aeronizer, Sandra reminded me of this, if you're looking for an aeronizer, we have a couple of SS-1s. These are the closeout models from Aeron Aqua Corporation. We have three of those left. Now, these are the ones that plug right into the wall. The whole unit does, and it doesn't take up that other plug. And it's got a variable output on it. It's great. And especially the price is great. They normally went for $250. They're only $210. It's $40 off on that closeout. We have one SS-3X left, and that is the corded model. It's a tabletop unit. Corded model plugs into your wall. Normally that was $300. That's on sale for $220, but there's only one of those left. So if you always wanted an aeronizer, and figured, well, I just didn't quite have the money for the full Monty, the full sale price. We always discount them anyhow, but now here's a discount on top of a discount on this closeout. Three SS-1s at $210 apiece, or one SS-3X at $220. So there's many different ways that you can help us, folks, and we are asking for your help. I don't do this because it's just kind of nice to run a pledge drive so we can buy some new equipment or do upgrades or whatever. Every penny that this place generates goes back into the function of this network. And by the way, we have to vacate these premises, and moves are costly. We're going to have to vacate these premises probably in less than 60 days. So we got a lot of work ahead of us, folks. Help ease our burden here. Call us, 800-724-2719. If you've been thinking about doing it, Don't bother listening to me for the next 21 minutes. Get on the phone right now and call Julie at 800-724-2719. And I want you to mark on your sheet there, Mr. Producer, that I did the pledge drive. Okay? All right. Appreciate it very much. All right. North American partnership, it's fast-tracked in the border bill. You may have heard of this. I know you have. From WorldNet Daily, they posted this, the controversial Secure Borders Economic Opportunity and Immigration Reform Act of 2007. Even the name makes me sick. Which would grant millions of illegal aliens the right to stay in the U.S. under certain conditions, contains provisions for the acceleration of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, a plan for North American economic and defense integration, WorldNet Daily has learned. Let me jump here for a paragraph out of the Power of Prophecy, Tex Mars, his June edition of his newsletter. He put in here terms under the heading of Terms of Surrender. The CFR's Benedict Arnold and Lackey, and none other than George W. himself, and his administration worked nonstop to implement a 2005 agreement that can be readily seen as surrender accords. In Waco, Texas, that year, President Bush, without consultation of the U.S. Senate, signed the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the SPP agreement. You've heard a lot about it. Specifying terms of surrender and American occupation by foreign powers, America is to be merged with Mexico and Canada 3 years from now, folks. That's their target date, 2010. And we'll cease to be an independent nation. We will cease to be that. Our borders are being erased, and the red Chinese personnel and goods will soon flow unimpeded into the USA from Mexican seaports. Now back to the WorldNet Daily story, talking about the Secure Borders and Economic Opportunity and Immigration Reform Act of 2007. The bill, as worked out by the Senate and the White House negotiators, cites the SPP agreement signed by President Bush and his counterparts in Mexico and Canada on March 23rd, as I mentioned, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, almost, ladies and gentlemen, to the month. An agreement that has been criticized as a blueprint for building a European-style merger of the three countries of North America. In the sense of Congress that the United States and Mexico should accelerate the implementation of the Partnership for Prosperity to help generate economic growth and improve the standard of living in Mexico, which will lead to be reduced migration, the draft legislation states on page 211 of the version, timestamp May 18th of this year. Since agreement on the major provisions of the bill was announced late last week, a firestorm of opposition has ignited across the country. Senators and representatives are reporting heavy volumes of phone calls and emails expressing outrage with the legislation they believe represents the largest amnesty program ever contemplated by the federal government. President Bush yesterday attempted to tackle the concerns of the people opposing this bill, denying again he would ever support an amnesty bill. The Senate is expected to begin debating the measure this week. In its current form, the bill would offer probationary legal status to an estimated 15 to 20 million illegal aliens. Let me stop right here, because the mainstream media, folks, keeps reporting the misquoted 11 million or 12 million illegals in this country. We're a nation of 300 million people. What's 11 million people? Come on. They just want to come here to raise families and earn a job, you know, earn money, get a job. It's no big deal. Yes, it is, because even WorldNet Daily got this incorrect, but their numbers are at least more accurate, but still low. They quote 15 to 20 million illegal aliens. As they say, who were in the U.S. before January 1st of 2007, those who then met a series of requirements, including payment, folks, they're going to pay $5,000 fine and $2,000 in processing fees. And they could gain citizenship with an estimated 12 to 13 years. Bush, in his weekly radio address, quoting him, will help us resolve the status of millions of illegal immigrants who are here already without animosity and without amnesty. That is a blatant lie. Now, Bush said under the bill, and you thought Bill Clinton was lying about Monica Lewinsky about the stain on a dress? Folks, this is monumental lying on a scale that's almost unimagined. Bush said under the bill, those who come out of the shadows of illegal immigration will qualify for a special visa. If they pass a strict background check, pay a fine, hold a job, maintain a clean criminal record, and eventually learn English. Oh, and eventually learn English. To become citizens, you said, they must pay an additional fine, go back to the line, go back, I guess this is go to the back of the line, it should read, of applications, pass a citizenship test, and return to their country to apply for their green cards. Among other provisions, including increased hiring of Border Patrol officers, the bill would establish a temporary worker program. Yeah, and I am that Chinese jet pilot. Like these people are going to return to their home country. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if we had full border security and these guys jumped across the border to apply, fill out the paperwork for a green card, and, well, the border was just closed. They couldn't get back in. And their application papers wouldn't be a carte blanche to come across the border to come back inside the United States. And I don't often agree with Neil Bortz, but I will say this about the guy today. I listened to about 10 minutes of his program on the way to the bank today, and he threw out the figure that so far this has cost Americans about $100 billion with all these illegals being here. And he made the analogy that, you know, we could build a high-speed rail line complete with trains running 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, loading up those trains and fast-tracking these people back to Mexico, or if we didn't want to do that, couldn't get the right-of-ways or whatever the case may be for the railroad line? Okay, how many buses does $90 billion buy? And hire the drivers? Police are always, always arresting illegals in this country, but they're just cutting them loose, maybe giving them a ticket to appear in court like they're going to do that, right? No, they're not going to do that. But when the police arrested these people, it would be ICE's job to come and round them up, put them on a bus, and ship them back to Mexico. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, we have a traitor in the White House, and he is treasonous. Nobody on Capitol Hill dare utters the words treason. None dare call it a conspiracy. But it is. It is exactly that. Now, I mentioned this earlier about the toll roads. New Jersey wants to sell off its Jersey Turnpike. Is that news to you people in New Jersey? And they're saying here that the state employee pension fund to profit from sale of New Jersey roads to foreign consortium. And by the way, New Jersey owns stock in two toll road firms. The Star Ledger says, story by Joe Donahue, the staff ledger, he said New Jersey officials confirmed yesterday that the state's pension fund owns nearly 32 million shares of stock worth about $190 million in two foreign firms that operate the Indiana Toll Road and would be likely bidders if Governor John Corzine, Governor, I don't want to say this, maybe I should not, but maybe he should have not have survived the way he did in that traffic accident. I would prefer that Mr. Corzine be kind of comatose maybe for 6 months, but fully recover. If Governor John Corzine decides to lease the New Jersey Turnpike or other state highways, here we go again, folks. You thought it was just in Texas. We warned you a long time ago. Watch this very closely. These toll roads, it just wasn't for Texas and the Trans-Texas Corridor. It had to do with your states as well. Now, Tom Vince, a spokesman for the State Treasury Department, said the state owns 25.6 million shares valued at $82 million. In Macquarie Infrastructure Company, an Australian firm, and 6.2 million shares worth about $108 million in Cintra, the Spanish company that's already invested here in our roads in Texas. Now, the two companies paid Indiana $3.8 billion last year to operate that state's major highway for 75 years and paid Chicago $1.8 billion in 2005 to operate the Skyway for 99 years. Now, the consortium runs toll roads in other nations as well. See, they're a global company, folks, buying up our infrastructure and other countries. Now, the two firms would be possible bidders if Corzine decides to lease state toll roads to private operators. Now, Vince refused to speculate on whether the state would sell its stock in the two firms if it happens to avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest. A conflict of interest? I would say that would be an understatement. On the other hand, if the state rejects the private operation, it could hurt the value of the stocks. Now, within days, Corzine will be receiving detailed briefings by the treasurer, Bradley Abelo, and the transportation commissioner, Chris Cole, on the state's options for converting its assets into cash. Before the end of June, the governor is expected to discuss those options publicly. Now, this is monetizing, folks. This is monetizing state assets. That's what it is. And it needs legislative approvals. So you people in New Jersey, I'm sorry that the Statue of Liberty has its back turned on you, but so does your governor, Mr. Corzine. You need to get on the horn to your state legislature because they've already said it. Well, we need state legislature approval. Down here, there's at least a moratorium on further toll roads, but I don't expect that to hold. The cash sale is on. As I reported yesterday, or the day before, rather, well, Michigan finds itself approaching a $1 billion state deficit budget. So do you suppose maybe some roads up there in Michigan might be up for sale as well? You bet your bottom dollar. That's how they're going to work it. The states have so much budgetary woes, and we don't have the taxes to do it, so we'll just have to sell them out and lease them to foreign countries. They'll own our roads, folks. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Now, tying in that New Jersey owning stocks in the two toll road firms, the very same people that they want to buy the New Jersey Turnpike, the New Jersey pensions to increase with toll road sale. Oh, so See, there's a benefit here, folks. State employee pension funds to profit from sale of New Jersey roads to Foreign's Consortium. Now, we're running out of time. I'm trying to go too fast. The New Jersey lawmakers and state employees could see the value of the retirement fund rise if they approve a bid by an Australian and Spanish consortium to purchase the state's toll roads. The New Jersey pension funds holds about 25.6 million shares. As I reported earlier, the Australia's Macquarie, worth about 82 million, and 6.2 million shares of Spain's Cintra, worth about $108 million. Both have firms have expressed interest in buying the New Jersey Turnpike, together with the companies spent $5.6 billion buying roads in Indiana and Chicago. In February, as I said earlier, Governor John Corzine embraced the concept of selling infrastructure to balance the state's budget. The one option is asset monetization. There we go. Basically, folks, you take existing assets, you monetize them. That means selling them off. He says it's something that has been implemented in other states and successfully around the globe. State Treasury officials told Newark Star-Ledger newspaper that the investments represented a small portion of the total value of the pension funds. Ralph in Michigan. We only have a few minutes left. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, John. You know, after hearing your broadcast today, John, your audience is probably looking for something they can sink their teeth into and probably act on immediately. And I have to say that Peter Hendrickson's book, Cracking the Code, is something they could sink their teeth into right away. Have you had anybody calling in about Mr. Hendrickson or anything?
Yeah, I think we've had a few inquiries on him.
Okay, because on May 4th, he was interviewed on Channel 56 on a program called Am I Right? He was on there for about 10 minutes. He was interviewed by a woman named Rochelle Riley there, and the interview lasted long enough, and it was a very friendly interview. It lasted long enough for Mr. Hendrickson to explain that the average person working in the private sector is not liable for income taxes. They use the example of the guy working at the auto company. And that potentially reached an audience of about 4 million people. And, you know, his work is rock solid, John. And a few days before that, something happened in court for the second time, and he released a press release a few days after May 4th. And I'll just read you the first paragraph here. It says, 1 week ago, a district court judge accommodated a DOJ interest by issuing for the second time a clearly lawless and utterly unprecedented order purporting to require my wife and me to perjure ourselves on past and future tax returns so as to provide the federal government with a pretext for pursuing a claim of tax debts which otherwise do not exist and could not arise. Now, they can't do anything else to him, and this is utterly ridiculous. That's how rock solid his information is. I mean, he really has cracked the case on this, John.
We'll have to get him on the air.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something else. I was at a meeting at which Mr. Hendrickson attended about 2 years ago, and he was explaining to the audience there that if you were nervous about doing this yourself, that there were lawyers helping people do this. Now, you know a lawyer's not going to get involved in something that isn't statutorily correct.
That's true.
And an honest attorney, that's his duty to do that. And they are helping. This is big, John. And you can go back 3 years, John. The refund checks are on the website there. There are people collecting $80,000 in a pop, John.
All right. We'll get them on the air. I appreciate the information, Ralph.
LostHorizons.com, John.
LostHorizons.com. I'm
right.
Writing it as we speak.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And don't forget what I said. Show your support for this network and the work that we do. We're here every day of the week, folks, giving you the best in programming and the information that we can come up with to relay it to you so you can be prepared. You don't have to be scared, folks, but get prepared. That'll do it for us today. See you tomorrow. God bless.